im se svima, i malima i velikima, i bogatima i siromašnima, i slobodnjacima i robovima, dade žig na njihovu desnu ruku ili na čela njihova, te da nitko ne može ništa kupiti ili prodati osim onoga ko ima žig ili ime zvijeri ili broj imena njezina.
Pozdrav, dragi narode, dobrodošli u još jednu epizodu Slobodno. Danas je velika čast imati u svom studiju gosta koji je mnogima od vas poznat, međutim imamo puno njemu s njim razgovarati, stoga krenemo redom. Moj današnji gost, njegovo ime je Max Igan. Hello Max, welcome to show in Croatia.
Nice to be here, brother. Thank you for asking me on. My third time in Croatia and it's good to be here.
How come that you came this time?
Well, I got kind of dragged over here by a couple of friends. They wanted me to do some speaking dates, and so here I am. I'm just sort of going around. I've got about 10 speaking events here, just very small, casual sort of things, just trying to empower and inspire people and maybe encourage them to get involved in their own lives and get involved in their community and help lead the world to a better place than where it's going.
And why you want them to get involved in their lives?
Well, you know, we're in a state of what I can only term to be clear and present danger from our governments. You know, if you really look at the last 4 or 5 years, what they've done through the COVID scamdemic, the mass injections they've been giving people, all the legislation, all the new guidelines they've been able to bring in, and now they're morphing all that into the climate agenda and the World Health Organization, which is due to sign a treaty this month as well. Like all of our countries are going to sign over to the World Health Organization. We're in a pretty desperate situation, and it's important that people see the writing on the wall and they get involved and push back against what's coming.
Yeah, we have to discuss about all these topics. But the one interesting thing is that we had just elections in Croatia. And this election took place on the International Circus Day.
Yeah. They're putting it in your face. They're putting it in your face at this stage. Like, you guys normally have elections on the weekend, but this year they had it on the Wednesday, which was, I think, the 17th. And, yeah, International Circus Day. I mean, you vote for clowns, you get a circus. And they're just putting it in your face. They really are. They're just laughing at what they're doing. I think they're amazed at how much they've actually been able to get away with over the last 5 years. It started off with 2 weeks to flatten the curve for COVID, and suddenly we don't know what a woman is anymore. I mean, it's incredible what has happened to the human psyche in the last 5 years. Yeah, and now they're ushering in this smart grid, this cashless society, the social credits, the carbon credits. It'll be health credits as well. It'll be all tied together for one thing. And what they did with COVID, like all of the COVID guidelines, first they had to see how far they could push people. Can they get you to censor yourself and lock yourself down and all this sort of stuff? You know, but they wanted to sort of put the framework in place for what they want to use for their climate agenda and their health agenda, which is all part and parcel to the same thing. But they had to use something like COVID to iron out the framework and iron out the bugs and get it all functioning properly. And now they're just flipping it over into climate change and world health vaccines and everything the World Health Organization wants to do, which is essentially all the one body. You know, the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, the EU, all of it is really the one body. Yeah. So, yeah.
They're coordinating for sure, but tell me, which message they want to send to Croatian people? Because it was on International Circus Day, that means that our politicians are just actors or clowns.
Well, they are. They are. They're clowns. I mean, if you can't see it now, I mean, people should see what's happened in the last 4 or 5 years. It's pretty evident now that the world is run by what I refer to as an international, multi-generational, multinational criminal cabal disguised as a series of governments and nations. And they all play the people off against each other and make them believe that they really need government to protect them. You really need the Croatian government there. Well, who to protect you from? Well, the other governments, of course. They say, oh, Serbia might want to go to war with Croatia. Well, no, it isn't Serbia and Croatia. The people just want to live their lives. It's the two governments doing it. And when they go to war, they bomb all the people. They never bomb the government buildings. You know, it's all designed to keep you believing that you're living in fear and believing that you need government to protect you. And they all work together. And it's become so obvious. And as far as I can see, over the last 5 years, through the injection they've given people, which has killed hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions of people right around the world, all based on a fraud. Even the German government recently announced that there was no pandemic, you know, and even coronavirus, and it's ridiculous that they are, coronavirus is essentially a flu bug or whatever. But even when you look at where the viruses are real, there's been so much stuff that's happened over the last 5 years. We've realized that the flu is just your body detoxing. It's not really a virus at all. We don't catch things from each other. It's just our body going through detoxes. And what they've managed to do with this vaccine, which isn't a vaccine for a virus, which isn't a virus for a pandemic that wasn't a pandemic, using a PCR test, which isn't even a test, it's remarkable. When you look at what they've done. But they've managed to inject all this nanotech into people and set them up on this 5G smart grid. And I mean, it's moving hell for leather into a really huge dystopia. And that's why I think they've done stuff like have the election on International Clown Day, just to put it in your face. Their hubris has grown so strong. They really believe that they've succeeded and got away with what they want to do, and there's really no stopping it now. But I think there is. With the right type of encouragement, there is. So
I had a lot of guests here, and I my topic is to explain everybody step by step each part, because when you put it all together, then you understand. But first, you have to learn each part. And when you mentioned concerning millions of people were injected, I had an interview with Denis Lacroix, who explained it with numbers and proved it that there was no pandemic at all from the start.
No.
There was excess deaths after they implemented rules and measures. And he calculated until now that they killed 17 million people with injections. And he's the scientist. He proved this with the numbers. What are you saying about this?
It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if the numbers are even higher than that. You know, it's you know, about depopulation and controlling what's left. And what's in the injection is nanotechnology and graphene. I mean, all this stuff that can be activated via the 5G network that they've put in place. 5G is the incorporation of a millimeter wave into our communication system. Millimeter wave is military technology used for active denial systems. It can also target people individually. So when you get a call on your cell phone on the 5G network, it's not an ambient wave that's going out around the country. It's directed straight at your phone.
That's right.
And they can target people individually with the 5G network, and they've got enough bandwidth and enough power through the millimeter wave to be able to target millions and millions of people all at one time. That's what that was all about. So now you've got nanotech in your body, programmable nanotech. You look at a recent talk in 2018 by a guy called Dr. Charles Morgan, who talked about the possession experiment. They can literally put a particle into someone, have that particle sit anywhere they want in any organ, doesn't matter, and then they can activate it through radio waves anytime they want, and they can literally drive the person around. They can replace their memories. They can control their motor functions. And this isn't science fiction. This is a doctor who was delivering this message to West Point military, the heads of military leaders, in 2018. Now, what do you think the Secret Service would want to do with this? And why would they be going all out to get these injections into people? And they want to sign this WHO treaty this month as well, which is going to sign all of your autonomy, all of your whole country basically over to the dictates of the World Health Organization, which is an unelected body. Even if you elect your politicians, you didn't elect these guys. And soon this will all be tied into social crediting, tied into your digital bank account and your digital cash. And you won't even be able to access your bank account if you don't check all the boxes. And one of them will be, are you up on your vaccinations?
That's right.
Which aren't vaccinations. They're simply injecting this nanotech into people. And I would suggest there's different payloads within the vaccine, so they can activate different things. They can kill people. They can control them. It's all moving us into this transhumanist reality where the government controls every single thing you do, and you've got to do everything they say, or they can simply switch off your access to everything, you know?
Well, I have to say for my audience, of course, I had an interview but didn't release it yet with Anna Maria Michalcea. She explained exactly this nanotechnology, what they inject in the bodies, but I think it's still too early for people to understand, because still they cannot understand other parts. For example, we now implemented a digital wallet, and everybody is happy about it. And this digital wallet came from digital ID, exactly, came from a COVID passport. When they implement COVID passport, they said that will be for much easier to travel. Then 6 months later, that become a that was a condition for go to work. Mm. Now we have digital wallet and everything is inside. That means they are implemented step by step.
Yeah, it's like I said, they started the whole COVID thing to create the framework to bring it into this whole digital smart grid. Your digital wallet, you know, soon you won't be, if you've made a post on Facebook 5 years ago that they don't like, they'll be able to limit your spending power. It all ties in with social credits, digital wallet, social credit, digital ID. Once they've got your digital ID, they can go back to like 1995 and see what your browsing history is, see what sort of stuff you did online, create a social profile of you, and you'll be allotted a certain amount of social credit points, the way they've done in China. There are hundreds and hundreds of people in China who cannot travel on public transport, they can't rent units to live in, they just can't participate in society. You know, what they're doing is creating a digital barrier between you and the abundance of the world. And if you don't do what you're told, and you're not up on your vaccines, and you're not doing everything the government wants, even the Australian government said the other day, you can't question all the stabbings and things that have been going on in Australia. The police will become, are now your single source of truth, they said in Australia. And any questioning of anything that the police say, no, this isn't acceptable. This is possibly terrorism even. This is where it's going. And this is, once they've got you in this digital system and all your finances are digital, if you start questioning the stabbings and questioning whether police might be the single source of truth, they just switch you off. They don't have to switch off a whole bunch of stuff now. They cancel your bank account and cancel your driver's license and turn your electricity off or anything like that. It's all just one button. It's all connected to the one thing.
And they don't need a court.
No, no court. Well, the whole AI system that they're bringing, getting everybody accustomed to, you know, if you go down a certain level on social credit points, the AI will just switch you off automatically, and it will have already determined what your punishment is, how you need to be taken to a certain re-education centre or whatever. You won't. The only thing, you'll have police there that will come and pick you up and take you to this place, who will probably even soon be replaced by robots, because they're mass producing robots at the moment as well. So, you know, it'll all be determined by the AI. It'll all be determined by the social credit system, by the carbon credit system, what your reprogramming should be already. And you won't need a court. You won't need a lawyer. You won't need any of that sort of stuff. It'll all be predetermined. Pretty freaky future that we're heading into.
Yeah. For people who want to know more, I had an interview with Aman Jabi. He's an insider from Silicon Valley. And when I asked him how they're planning to implement this, they need some kind of laws. He says, no, corporation will do it. Corporations will make decisions. You don't have to worry about any laws. There is no laws who will forbid it. Just they have a right. For example, now corporation has a right to say no to cash. And you have to pay it only with digital money.
Mm. And also, when you look at the fine print in all of your end user agreements, when you're getting digital technology and installing software and stuff, it's all there in all these digital, in the fine print, in all this sort of stuff. And it doesn't matter about laws. It doesn't matter about human rights. It doesn't matter about any of that sort of stuff. Like I said, they're creating a digital barrier between you and reality. So we've got to remember what it means to be human and get back to that. And that's a lot of what I'm trying to convey in these talks that I'm doing around the country. Just, you know, helping people understand that they have the power in their hands to change this. And you don't have to fight it or anything like that. You just refuse to comply with any of it. Just get on with your lives. You know, don't believe in the authority that they're saying is there, because it's not. Yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, all of our governments have invalidated themselves anyway through this whole COVID scamdemic, how much they lied to the people. You're saying 17 million people dead worldwide. I mean, can that even sink into people's minds what that really means? It's like I said, it's a multinational, multi-generational criminal cabal. It's not a system of governments. And look what they're doing in Gaza. Look what they've just done in Gaza Strip. Mm-hmm. They're carrying out a genocide live on TV, which has been supported by all of our governments. So what do you think they have in store for you? Mm-hmm. They're showing you just how far they can go. And it's so brutal and so in your face. So now that anything that isn't that brutal will probably be acceptable, because, it isn't as bad as what they did in Gaza. You know, and what you see in Gaza is a system of warehousing and surplusing human beings, essentially a 15-minute city with total control over the people. So you can see where they're going. And by even supporting this, I mean, they're showing how much disregard they have for human life. So how are these people valid? Don't we elect government to represent us? Well, apparently not. Apparently we just elect a new circus, as they've just shown us in the election in this country.
Yes. You mentioned Gaza, and it's a very important thing. Let me remind people. In Davos, there was a guy, Noah Hariri, and he said exactly, we have this technology to control and 15-minute cities. It's Gaza. Mm. We know exactly each person in Gaza, what they're doing, about the data, and we can predict whatever they do. And now he admitted that they have already role model of 15-minute cities, but it's not 15 minutes, it's a little bit longer. And every time when we say it's not really, it's a conspiracy, they admit it. Mm. Let me say, our chief immunologist in Croatia said just 1 month ago on television that was the biggest experiment, exactly a clinical trial with 7.5 billion people for vaccine. Mm. She admitted without any informed consent, and nobody said nothing.
Mm. Remarkable, isn't it? Absolutely remarkable. I mean, I called it from like the first two or three days after we saw the people falling down in China. I just said, "Oh, this is fake," and this is going to be interesting. And then when they said just 2 weeks to flatten the curve, I went, "Aha, here it is," because even 12 months before. After the Christchurch event in New Zealand, I said they're going to use this streaming of this live video to censor us all on social media, and within 12 to 18 months, I expect us to be in lockdown. And that was in March 2019, I said that. And we all got censored in the next 3 or 4 months. I mean, I got kicked off everywhere. I've been kicked off YouTube, off Facebook, off LinkedIn, off Twitter, iHeart, iTunes, SoundCloud, MeWe, Getter, like so many places. It's ridiculous. And we went into lockdown exactly 12 months later. It's 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Mm. And look at it, it's been 5 years, and now, like I said, we don't even know what a woman is anymore. It's ridiculous. You can teaching children to cut off their genitals and all of this sort of stuff. Our society has completely changed, like mass formation to what they want, which is why you're having the elections on Circus Day.
We'll come to this, ladies and gentlemen, but just one thing. Just one more thing about our elections.
Yeah, yeah.
We had elections just, 2 weeks ago. And from the 4 years of last government, 3 years were a pandemic. And the whole program, nobody is mentioning pandemic. Can you imagine that you had 3 years of your life, of four, in something that nobody is mentioning in new elections? Mm. And in meantime, they said that they done a great job. Now you have elected party who said that they done great job, but nobody wants to talk about this job.
Mm, yeah, it's theater for the masses. Election gives people the illusion of choice. You know, like I said, it's a multi-generational criminal cabal. You've got a functional rotational dictatorship in all Western countries, and that's what it is. And it doesn't matter who you vote in, there might be little policy changes and little differences here and there, but the agenda marches forward, Agenda 2030. It just keeps going towards the same thing. Nothing stops it. The politicians never change direction because they're all working together. And the media just supports it. The media, there's no journalism anymore. If people simply ask questions about the pandemic, you know, ask questions about why did you ban ivermectin everywhere when it was a wonder drug a few years ago, and now you're telling us it's a horse wormer and you shouldn't be using this stuff. I mean, why have you changed your tune on so many things, and why don't you ask questions anymore? Because the media and journalism was actually created to be a watchdog over government, and now it is simply
the unofficial narrative.
Now it's just the unofficial spokesperson for government. Yeah, so what happened to real journalism? You know, got to have shows like this.
That's right. That's why we are here. Well, you know, we have to mention this. I had a lot of interviews, and one was with Laura Paaboli, and she said, they are attacking us on all levels, and one very important attack is on our families. They want to attack our society, our family, and also our financial freedom. On attacking on a family, he mentioned in this transgender ideology. And as you said, we don't know anymore what is a woman. And what do you say? What is a woman?
Well, a woman is a woman and a man is a man. There's only actually two genders, irrespective of what your government says. There's men who think they're women. This is a mental disorder called dysphoria. And same with women who think they're men. It's called dysphoria. And now this whole transgender LGBTQ whatever movement is basically supporting and promoting mental illness and introducing this to children and convincing them to be mentally ill. That's what I will say about it. I mean, a woman is a woman. We know what a woman is. Anybody who thinks they don't know what a woman is, I don't know, maybe you come from a different planet. But, you know, I mean, it's gotten ridiculous, man. It really has. It's absolutely
I was raised that a woman is a pillar of family. Because without woman, there's no family.
Exactly.
And without family, there's no society. And there is no, of course, next generation. And we were talking about this depopulation. Maybe this is the part.
Absolutely, that's part of it. You know, again, you can get into transhumanism and leading people into this you know, merging of man with machine, in which case you will be genderless. You know, so they're trying to do that as well, like depopulate as much of the world as they can and combine what's left with machine. You can't have families. I mean, families will stand up for each other and do what's right, and they don't want that. That's a huge threat to them. And there's been a huge effort to wipe out the family over the last 50 to 100 years. It's been a gradual process. But they've done it through movies and movies. Like they put out a movie in the 60s called The Divorce, a US movie. And in that year, the divorce rate went up like, you know, 300 or 400% in that year that movie came out, just encouraging this sort of stuff, putting it into people's minds. So, yeah, I mean, it's all about depopulation. They don't want people breeding. You know, homosexual people don't breed, don't have children. Transgender people don't have children. Some of the stuff they're convincing these kids to do, like doing permanent physical damage to their bodies and putting them on puberty blockers. I've even heard reports that they're finding puberty blockers in a lot of child's food now, in baby formulas, in cereals, in little Cheerios, sausages, things like this. So they're putting puberty blockers in there to just limit people's sexual activity so they stop breeding, more controllable and also more susceptible to be moved into transhumanism, moved into the virtual world.
Yeah, I spoke with Dr. Lee. She was my guest, and she was explaining about these puberty blockers, what is happening and how they're putting. They're not putting only with the medical treatment. They're putting also in the air and also in the food. And also I spoke with Dan Bingington. He was talking about chemtrails, and they are spraying around the same thing because they want to change our endocrine system.
Yeah, change everything. I mean, and the spraying here in Europe is incredible. It's remarkable that people can't see the chemtrails for what they are. People think they're plane exhausts or something. They're even going through like old Disney cartoons and things and old movies now, spending billions of dollars going through and editing the sky in all of the old Disney cartoons and old movies to put chemtrails in there.
To make it normalized.
Yeah,
normalize everything. Normalize everything, and then when you get used to it, you don't recognize it. You say, okay, it's part of the...
Yeah. So, you know, we're in a state of clear and present danger. We are. That's why I'm doing this tour, and that's why people need to wake up. I mean, like I said, all of our governments have invalidated themselves anyway. They really have. I mean, how can you trust these people?
Yeah.
People have got to start calling them out, got to start asking the questions. And we don't need rallies in the street or anything like that. People have just got to get back in touch with their families, get back in touch with their heart, get back in touch with being a human being. Yeah. You know, really when you look at it through the right type of eyes, you can see that this is a huge opportunity for human freedom. It really is. It's an opportunity for us to grow up. Really, you know, we go through our education system, which is indoctrination, and we get taught to respect authority and to always look for parents in our lives. You know, we've got our parents, then we go to school, our teachers are our parents, we leave school, the government becomes our parents. It's time for us to grow up. It's time for the human race to collectively grow up, take responsibility for themselves, be the best version of yourself you can, and support your neighbors and support your community, support your family, stand by each other. It's a huge opportunity for us to reconnect with our humanity. And if we don't, well, we're going to go down the path that they want to lead us down.
Okay. You know? And this part is leading us somewhere else. We're now facing that. We have a global organization in global countries like European Union. We are a member of European Union. They want to make some kind of state who is over us, and they want to clear all the national states. And now they're saying they're doing this through this replacing of people. That means they're bringing immigrants, you know, they're telling us we have to receive them to work. But in reality, they want to replace our national culture.
Replace Europeans. Yeah, that's absolutely right. This is actually a plan that was put forth, I think, in 1924. Coldenhove-Kalergi plan
Kalergi
to plan, genocide yeah. the people of Europe via mass migration. Even Barbara Lerner Spector said that Europe has to go multicultural now, and you know we will be at the heart of that, and you know, we're going to see a rise in anti-Semitism because people are going to resent what we're doing, but it must happen because if Europe doesn't go multicultural, then Europe will not survive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is she to even make a statement like that? Yeah. They want to remove everybody's national sovereignty from them. And the reason they did that is because, okay, now you've just got to have one group of people who are unelected, you know, controlling everything. And you can sign the whole place over to the World Health Organization and WEF, not do it country by country. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's all part of the plan. They want the North American Union as well. It's never really worked out for them, but they're still working towards it. Yeah, so, yeah, dangerous times, brother. And people have got to get back in touch with their own national sovereignty and realize that we're not a feudal society. We don't have to be a feudal society. We don't have Germany fighting with France and Croatia fighting with Serbia or any of this stuff. We don't need any of it. It's all governments doing it. But sure, respect your sovereignty, respect your culture, different food, different culture, different people. Yeah. We used to be able to just go and experience that. And suddenly we got taught that it's all this feudal stuff. You know, it's crazy. And like I said, when they have these wars, they're all about depopulation and destroying all the old infrastructure, destroying all the old buildings, destroying anything artistic or creative or anything like that, and just moving you into this society, keeping you in fear so you believe you need government to protect you. And I think they played the game a little bit hard and a little bit too fast, and I think this...
Well, world depopulation, it's a really tough world, but we are now facing, in Croatia, we had a record low birth rate and record high in the last few years of excess deaths. Mm. And it's happening. And not only in Croatia, it's happening in United Kingdom. I was reading these documents. And in Germany, same thing. And when you say depopulation, they say, oh, come on, you're crazy. But it's happening in present moment.
Mm. In real time. It's happening in Australia as well. We had 40,000 people injured from the injection in Australia. It's happening all over the world. Like you said, 17 million people. But people are too caught up in their daily lives to really notice what's going on. You notice with cities, I mean, there's a lot of people there, but not many people know everybody. Not many people know a lot of people. You find communities are more, they know more about each other living in the country when they're kind of separate from each other. The closer you pack people together, the easier it is to remove them without the other people noticing, because everyone wants to keep to themselves. It's remarkable how that works.
They want to put them closer in 15-minute cities, and now we are facing, they are implementing this in United Kingdom, there's Oxford, and also in Croatia, in Zagreb, they are implementing 15-minute cities. I had an interview also about this detail, and inside they said they want us to decrease exactly decarbonization, decrease eating of meat, decrease buying of clothes, traveling. For example, they want in an optimistic way to decrease meat on 0 kilo meat per person per year.
Mm, yeah, well, they want to control everything, get you eating bugs. You know, it's all to do with the climate agenda, using climate change to do this. And this is a fraud. It's a complete fraud. The Earth is not going through any type of man-made climate change. All of it that they present you is a fraud, but the media pushes it and pushes it, and people just buy into it, you know, through fear. And it's remarkable. But, yeah, they all these 15-minute cities, and they want you in electric cars as well, so soon you won't be able to go outside your 15-minute zone. That's what all this is about. Of course, you've got to have your electric car because it's bad for the climate to have a gasoline-powered car. But if that car goes outside its 15-minute zone, you'll find it'll stop working. And if you go outside your 15-minute zone and try to use your digital money, you'll find that your car doesn't work. This is how they'll do it, how they'll control people. And yeah, don't travel, don't do this, don't eat that, don't eat meat, it's bad for the climate. Now, two things that you need to survive to be healthy are fat and protein. That's it. I know people that are on full carnivore diets, and sorry all the vegans out there, sorry about that. But, you know, people that are on full carnivore diets, there's a Croatian guy who lives in my house in Mexico where I live, and he's fully ripped. He's like one of the healthiest guys I've ever known. And he eats just meat. That's all he eats. My sister started eating just meat 5 or 6 years ago. All of her brain fog cleared up. All of her skin cleared up. All of her health problems went away. You know, so, and they try to get you to be vegan and get meat right out of your life. You know, I find that meat is food, vegetables are medicines. If you get sick, you can rebalance your body with vegetables and herbs and spices and things. But meat seems to be the best thing you can possibly eat, which is, of course, why they don't want you eating it. Why they mass-produce farms, and so they can have this methane farms, and they can create all the excuses that they need mm-hmm. to show you why it's bad. But if you were just living naturally and you were hunting and gathering and you were just living in your family in a farm, if we had all farmlets over Croatia instead of Zagreb, instead of these big cities and stuff, people would just be maintaining their own lives, looking after themselves. They'd be eating their livestock, you know, and they'd be a lot healthier. And it's remarkable how they've done it.
Yes, just to add to this, I had also interview with James Patrick, and he made a documentary, Nitrogen 2000, and they spoke with Netherlands farmers, and they asked him, because they told them, 50% of your land will have to go away, you cannot produce any more food. And when they asked him, why they are doing this, are they going to produce something else? No, they said, no, state will take over, and they will build cities. For whom? For whom? Mm. Why you need cities? Mm. And now you're coming to this. They won't put us in the cities because it's much easier to control.
Much easier to control and feed you bugs, feed you mealworms. And mealworms and bugs, they're saying they're going to feed you larvae. What's larvae? It's maggots, okay? The insects lay these little, so they're going to feed you maggots and insects. And people are going to be okay with this. And heading towards carbon zero.
Yeah,
we are carbon-based life forms. Everything that you see out there, all the trees, all the animals, everything, it's all carbon-based life.
We are carbon that they want to remove.
Exactly. We are the carbon they want to remove. If you want to look at a carbon-free, a carbon-zero environment, have a look at the moon. That's carbon zero. Yeah. Okay? That's not a very sociable, very inhabitable environment. Yeah. And that's what they're heading towards. I mean, it's remarkable that people can't see it. Yeah.
Well, I'm publishing a lot on my Facebook profile about this decarbonization, and it's obvious. There is no consensus about this. There is a big part of politics who is involved, and they're pushing hard. There is no science behind. If they need science, they pick up some science, you know, cherry-picking system. These guys are telling the same way we are, but others who are telling differently, that's disinformation. Then they fighting this information war.
Mm. Well, it's what they're doing in Australia, saying they've got to bolster the e-safety laws to fight misinformation. Of course, misinformation is anybody who questions the government agenda. That's misinformation. You can't ask questions anymore. You can't point out the obvious anymore. You can't say meat's good for you anymore. You can't say a woman is a woman anymore.
That's right.
It's crazy. You know?
You can go to jail if in Canada say something good about, for example, oil or
Yeah. If you question the climate agenda at all and you try to promote the use of gasoline and what they term fossil fuels, which aren't fossil fuels even, everything they tell you is wrong. Everything is a lie. I mean, there's no oil well that's ever gone dry. Oil's abiotic. It seems to be produced below the earth, and all the oil wells replenish themselves all the time. There's no oil shortage. It should be the cheapest fuel on the earth, and you can burn it cleanly so you don't have all of these fumes and stuff coming out.
Yeah.
It's all been contrived. So
I had interviewed Dr. Jody Curry. She's a really expert in climatologists, and she's saying same thing like you are. You know, because everybody, you know, would say, what Max knows, what Andrea knows, nothing, of course. But I spoke with Peter who does know. But what is problem? You cannot find them in the mainstream.
No.
You have to find him in this kind of conversation, and they will confirm it scientifically. Judith Curry confirmed it. We can burn this oil clean. We have technology, and we can use to it, and it's the cheapest way. And also, we have nuclear energy at the same time. And there is other renewable, but they are forcing this ESG system, what doesn't have any sense.
Yeah, because nuclear energy is clean. We've been taught that it's dirty, but it's not. I mean, look at Chernobyl. Look at how abundant the wildlife is around there. If nuclear energy was so bad, how is anyone living in Hiroshima right now?
Yeah.
You know, if that was even real, you know? So, yeah, nothing that they tell us is true. And you're not hearing from any of these people because, as I said before, there's no journalism anymore. People just don't ask the right questions. They're not really pushing for the truth and trying to get to the bottom of things. And they're the unofficial spokesperson and mouthpieces for government now. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. I mean, gag orders on the media that you can't say this and you can't say that. If I was in the media and I was sent gag orders by government to tell me what I could and couldn't say, that would be the first thing I'd be mentioning in my next report, how I've been told I can't speak to you anymore. So therefore, there is no real journalism or any media anymore. you know, and wake up folks. You know.
And you were a journalist also.
Well, an independent journalist. Mm-hmm. I've put out a couple of films, 7 films I've put out, and I've been doing radio shows and podcasts for the last 17 years, travelling around the world, seeing all sorts of stuff. I mean, I actually snuck into Gaza Strip in 2012 and had a look on the inside myself to see what was going on.
And?
Didn't tell Hamas that I was coming, didn't tell anyone that I was coming. Got detained by Hamas as I was leaving. And they took my passport on the second day. We got in there. I made a video, posted it on YouTube, said, hey, I'm in the Gaza Strip. And then the next night I had Hamas banging on the door saying, can I come into the Ministry of Interior the next day to explain my presence in Gaza? And they took my passport. And it took me 10 days to get it back from them, which was an interesting experience. But on the last day when I was leaving, I actually got... We were about to leave and we ended up being interrogated by them for like 5 hours wanting to know how we got in. They gave me tea and biscuits. They lost my luggage in the process and they ended up providing me a driver to get me back to Cairo safely because it was getting dark and they sent my lost luggage after me. That's my experience with Hamas, the terrorist organization, you know. Tea and biscuits, provided me a driver to get back to Cairo and sent my lost luggage after me. That doesn't sound like any terrorist organization to me. And I broke into their country illegally. Try breaking into any country illegally. They're not going to come around and tell you to please come into the Ministry of Interior the next day. They're going to arrest you on the spot.
In a normal country, yes, but now you can come illegally in Croatia whenever you want, and they'll even give you apartment.
Well, everywhere everywhere now. But this was in 2012. Money. This is my experience with Hamas. Yeah. They were very kind to me. They were very good. They provided me a driver to get back to Cairo. They sent my lost luggage after me. They were very kind and very respectful. And I can't see what the problem was. And when I went into Gaza, it was a world of children. It wasn't terrorists. It was children just held in a detention center. That's what it was all about. It was horrifying.
And tell me, why they need these wars? What is the purpose of all this?
Depopulation and control. Keep people in fear. Keep people believing that there's terrorists around the corner at every door. And then we'll flood your country with migrants who are all dark-skinned so that you'll believe it all. So we can bring this war of terror to your doorstep. You know, like just flood Europe with migrants and put – so there's rapes and pillaging and plundering and all sorts of stuff going on across Europe because of this. And while they're escalating the situation in the Middle East, of course, people are getting irate about it. So you're going to have a lot of Muslims that have come into different countries in Germany, Switzerland, Netherlands, whatever, who are going to be pretty irate about what's going on in Gaza. And if that erupts into something further, which Israel is trying to do by bombing the embassy in Damascus, Israel's been attacking Yemen, attacking Syria, attacking Lebanon, attacking Iran, just trying to escalate this situation to create the great war of East against West that Theodore Herzl predicted. You know, and even, what's the guy, Adam Weishaupt, said there's going to be 3 wars and the last one is going to be the Christians against the Muslims. They're trying to get this happening in everybody's backyard right across Europe, destabilize Europe, replace the population of Europe. That's what they want to do.
Yeah. Okay, depopulation and the fear all the time. At the same time, they're implementing all these plans. They're calling this Great Reset. But nobody, for example, mentioning in Zagreb now and other cities in Croatia, at the same time, I'll be talking about elections, we're talking about wars. They're implementing cameras all around the Croatia. Thousands of cameras.
The smart grid, everywhere. The smart grid, the digital currency. Well, the cameras track everything, track and trace everywhere you go, everything you do, under the guise of keeping you safe, of course.
We've got to
have safety because there's terrorists out there that might hurt you, so we need to be able to track and trace everybody.
Yeah.
You know, they bring the terrorists in, they'll bring people in here with completely different cultures who will start raping and pillaging and plundering and committing crimes and robberies and stuff. Actually, Croatia's very little crime in Croatia. Croatia's got a small enough population that you can actually activate and motivate these people. Like it's a population of like 3.9 million people.
Yeah.
Now, I live in Mexico. We've got 26 million people in Mexico City, just in that one city. But in Croatia, you've got a population which respects family. Mm-hmm. They respect traditional values. They're still reasonably racially pure in Croatia as well. I was looking the other day, like 99.3% racially, the most racially pure nation in Europe, and also the lowest crime rate of any nation in Europe. The police here can't be as brutal as they have in other countries because everybody knows them. It's a small enough community. Everybody knows the cops, they're family members. People know them, they know where they live. So they can't really be as brutal as they have in other countries. So there's a real chance you could activate the Croatian people. I mean, you guys have been through wars and you're pretty tough people. You know, you're pretty staunch people. If they can see that there's this you know, Leviathan closing in around them, there's a good chance you'll get these people to stand up. And it wouldn't even take violence. It'd just take the determination and spirit of the people to stand up and say no.
Yeah.
And we have a good opportunity of encouraging that here in Croatia, which is another reason why I'm here, just doing these tours, to try to inspire and encourage people. Yeah. You could make a stand here that could ripple across the rest of Europe.
Yeah, yes. Well, I was witness the last 4 years that really we build up community and everybody knows everybody. And it's not easy now to implement something we don't know. And we show that we were against COVID passports and we really united on this, against this. That means it will be much heavier to implement this in Croatia. And I hope so that people who are now watching this show will recognize this and use it, because family was very important for us. Now they want to implement something that family is not the most important. We have society. Society will take care of your kids.
You know? Without family, you don't have society.
Yeah, that's right, for sure. Well, can you tell us what your expectation, what will be next step? Now we have, next month we have agreement. It's the 77th Assembly of WHO, and they want to implement this new international health regulations, also this new treaty. And I think they need this for a second emergency situation of international concerns, that could be even climate changes. And they're forcing. There is all around news, mainstream news. We have only 2 years to save the world.
Yeah, well, even Joe Biden is now tossing over the idea of declaring a climate emergency in the United States. And you just got to use that word emergency, and suddenly you can enact emergency guidelines. All of these COVID restrictions, everything they did, and all that framework they created, they can bring that all back. It's, all they got to do is call it an emergency. And see, the things like the WHO treaty that everyone's signing over to, this is the stuff that's happening in stealth behind the scene. You know, so people doing this, with all the fight against everything, this whole, it's distracting. But anyway, this whole WHO treaty is coming in stealth. The smart grid is coming in stealth. Like you said, the cameras before, the digital currency, all of this stuff is coming in stealth while they're keeping people distracted with other stuff. And family is the most important thing of all. And that's why I think in somewhere like Croatia, they're not going to be able to get away with it. But by bringing in these passports, signing over to the WHO, if someone in Croatia gets a plane to France, well, when you land in France, they'll want to know your vaccine status. Even if you don't comply with it here, they'll want to know your vaccine status when you get to wherever you're going. So they're going to be able to use this to limit people's travel, their ability to move anywhere, keep you in your 15-minute city. If they can do this properly, which they want to do, you won't even be able to move outside your 15-minute zone. All they've got to do is say, oh, there's a COVID outbreak or a disease X outbreak in this particular part of Zagreb. So we don't want anybody from the other side of Zagreb going over here. We've got to quarantine these guys. You might find that's an activist group where you live. And they just, suddenly they all died of COVID. Well, wouldn't you know it, you know? Mm-hmm. And they can say whatever they want. And there'll be no communication between the people. Even if there is communication, look at where they're going with deep fake. Look at they're going with how to clone voices. Mm-hmm. Even people on my Telegram channel are now getting messages from someone apparently me, which isn't me, and they've even got voice messages with them asking them to invest in certain schemes or whatever, and it's my voice. It's not me doing it.
Yeah.
This is how far, I mean, they can get my face and put it up there. They can get anybody. They could say, well, you know, Andrea's over there in that suburb that they said was quarantined, but I saw him on Skype yesterday. On WhatsApp, and it was him, and he's talking like him, and he looks fine. Andrea's not even there. They've taken him off to the gulag somewhere. You know, so that's how they can actually do it. This is just where it's going. And I would say you're right. We've got very little time left to change this. People have got to see what's coming, and they've got to step away from it. We don't even need violence. We just need non-compliance. You know, I don't want to fight against the system. I just want it to go away and leave me alone. You know, and you might even find that it'll split into two different timelines. You'll have this whole smart grid over here that's happening, and you'll have people just going off and reconnecting with their humanity, reconnecting with family, and creating a new reality. I mean, I think it could even go that way as well.
Yeah. But tell me, do you think there is good guys in the world? For example, some people believe that this war, Ukraine, Putin, it's war East against West. And that the guys from the East Putin and BRICS are good guys, and here are the bad guys. What do you think?
I think it's all the one thing. I think it's all the one club. I mean, Putin could have gone into Donbass 8 years ago if he really cared about the Russian people. He went in exactly when they needed him to go in. And what they've done through this war is depopulate Ukraine. And when you look at the men with small hats who live down in Israel, I mean, Israel is doomed. It's not going to survive what it's done in Gaza. It's signed its own death warrant. And a lot of those people are leaving Israel, and guess where they're moving to? Ukraine.
Yeah.
You know, and Ukraine, even Zelensky's a Jew. He said that they're all welcome. You can create a new Israel here. So I think that's a lot of what that's about. I mean, and the whole social crediting system and the whole the digital surveillance system has been perfected in China, and now they've got to find an excuse to bring it to the West. They've got to find a way to collapse the United States, and the only way you're going to do that is from within. The United States only maintains its position because it is the world reserve currency. So you've got to knock that down off that position in a way that is believable for the people. So it's just a natural event. Nothing we did. Oh, it was Putin. It was China. It was them.
That's right.
The whole system's been developed in China. Putin's playing his role, depopulating Ukraine so that the Jews can move to Ukraine. And then they're going to bring in this whole collapse thing and collapse the U.S. economy, and people will believe it. And when the U.S. economy goes down, because it's the world reserve currency, it's going to take down every country that uses it as the world reserve currency. Yeah. Everybody's financial system is going to change, which will bring an excuse to usher in their digital currency. It's all the one thing. Like I said, it's a multinational, multi-generational criminal cabal. They all get together and they say, well, who wants to play the bad guy for the next couple of years? I mean, 3 or 4 years ago, Putin was a great guy. He was man of the year, all sorts of stuff. Now he's the most evil demon that we've ever known, you know?
Yeah.
It's remarkable. And people just have to see the attention span of a goldfish so they don't see what's going on. Yeah. It's all one big club, brother.
I had an interview with Thierry Laurent Pellet, who was writing a book about Ukraine war, and he told me, in the present moment, first time in the history that Ukraine is now open to sell all land, and Ukraine has a really good agriculture, and maybe best in the Europe. And all of this land already was bought by corporations. At the same time, we came in Europe, they want to close all the farmers because of climate changes. Just a few hundred kilometers away, they're buying all agricultural land and at the same time closing everybody else. And he says they're doing this because they want to control food.
Yeah, they do. And Ukraine's been a huge money laundering operation as well with all this going on. They've managed, I mean, all of the aid that people send Ukraine, they spend it all on U.S. weapons and stuff. So
That's right.
It doesn't actually – you're not sending big pilots of money over and giving it to Zelensky. You're just giving him credit. And he's spending it all with U.S. companies and German companies and French companies. So they're just laundering the money back to themselves.
That's right.
You know, of course, Zelensky gets a cut for himself. You know, and the whole concept of we've got to stop farming in order – or else people are going to starve. Like John Kerry actually said that we have to stop farming or everyone's going to starve. How does this sentence even make sense?
At the same time, his daughter is chief for climate changes in the United Nations.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah. It's one big club. It's all one big club. And like they're joking at this stage. Like I said, even saying having it on National Circus Day, John Kerry saying we've got to stop growing food or we're all going to starve. The sentence doesn't even make sense. And yet people just go, oh, okay. It just goes in one ear and out the other. You know, the fluoride that they drink and the television that they watch. You know, in many ways we can thank them. I mean, they're getting rid of a lot of stupid people. The 17 million people who died, as much as I love people, I mean, they were stupid enough to take the jab and to see that all this is being real. I mean, it's they're doing us a favor in some ways. But we've got to step up to the plate. We really do, and see what's coming.
You said that the solution is not to comply. Can you tell us some examples?
Well, I didn't do any. What did you do during COVID? I mean, I didn't wear a mask. I didn't social distance. No. When they told me I couldn't go more than 5 kilometers from my home, I started going out in national parks and doing walk and talks out there. I didn't comply with anything. When they told me I couldn't leave the country, I did.
Me neither.
I just didn't do any of it. And for me, their authority doesn't exist. They just don't exist. The system doesn't exist. That's the way not to comply. The way not to comply is to be the best version of yourself that you can, to never comply with any legislation which causes you to step outside your moral compass. You know, if you can be in a state of integrity, which is the highest vibration you can possibly be in, if you want to get metaphysical about it, I mean, that's the highest vibration you can be in is integrity. You know, I finish every radio show with In La Cache, I am another yourself. We are literally each other. So what I do to you, I'm doing to myself. If we can apply that to our understanding of the world and always be the best version of ourselves that we possibly can and simply live our lives, connect with our neighbors, create a world that is better than how we found it. That's how to get through this.
Okay. You know? I understand completely. I've done the same thing. I went to jail because I want to work. I didn't comply. I never wore a mask. Even I was thrown out of taxi a few times. I went to bank without mask. They tried to throw me out 5 times, but they didn't. But that's for us. Okay. But what ordinary people who are afraid, exactly, that there's millions of people who are really afraid and they are compliant, how they can start to push back or to make resistance?
Believe in themselves. I mean, ultimately, it's a personal thing. There's no movement you can join. I mean, I've tried to start movements and tried to start certain communities and things. It always gets co-opted. Someone's idea, someone more stronger personality will start shepherding people where they want. It's a personal thing. You know, you came into this world alone, and you're going to leave this world alone. And really what all this is about is a choice between good and evil. That's what life's all about. That's what this whole game's all about. And people have been choosing the easy path of evil and just complying. And look what the world's become. And the more they do that, the more evil it's going to get. I mean, look what the pop industry's become. We've got the genocide in Gaza. We've got people cutting off their genitals. We've got so much weird stuff going on now because people have chosen evil. You've just got to choose good. And it's a personal thing. If people need someone else to lead them, well, they've already lost, unfortunately. That's what it's about. It's a time to show human strength. Doesn't matter who you are. You can still stand in that integrity. I mean, this life is a temporary experience for all of us. You know, ultimately, I think it's about the energetic state you're in when you leave this realm and go to the next part. I mean, this is just the exam. The real event comes after. You know, but you're an eternal soul, you're an eternal spirit, you're eternal consciousness. So why are people so intent on complying just to spend a little bit longer in the prison, you know? I don't care what they do. I've never complied through the whole thing. I get kicked out of 4 high schools by the time I was in my 3rd year of high school for arguing with my teachers. I figured out the world was all messed up when I was about 4 years old and I was living in a madhouse, and I've never complied. I've always found a way. I was a musician for a lot of my life, just living on the outside of society and observing the freak show. And it wasn't until the 9/11 attacks happened in New York that I actually stepped up and thought, actually, this is serious. I need to start sharing this perspective of the world with people of how to actually get through this. Just be yourself in all that you do. Live in integrity in all that you do. Realize life is an emotional mirror. If you're going to be scared of stepping up, well, it's never going to happen. If you just put all that baggage down and realize that you're here to grow your own soul, you're here to choose between good and evil, you're here to either operate in integrity or not. That's the choice that everybody has, and it's a personal thing. Doesn't matter how much I care about anybody, how much I want to lead them or anything, it's their personal choice as to whether to step into their own integrity, irrespective of the consequences. Like you did, you went to jail, all sorts of bad stuff happened. Look at you, we're sitting here having a conversation, it's all great. That was a bit of a hassle then, but it proved the point, and they didn't get you, they didn't change you, you're still in this state. And if anything, they helped you grow your soul a little more, help you step into a bit more integrity because you realize the confidence of actually standing up for yourself, because now we're still here. You know, so ultimately, that's what it's about, brother. It's a personal thing for every single person, every single soul that comes here. It's their choice as to what to do with this information and what to do with this time in reality, which, like I said, is a huge opportunity for us to shake off the chains and grow up, realize that we don't actually need parents. And we if we do that, then we got this, you know.
And also, I believe that we are born with this compass, that we know what is good, what is bad.
We do.
We don't need anybody to tell us.
No, we do. We absolutely know. You know, everybody knows, whether they claim they do or they don't. They do. They know when they're doing the wrong thing. You know, so it's a huge opportunity. I mean, I look at this more as a form of soul purification than anything. What we're going through at the moment is discarding the baggage. As much as I love all you people, if you haven't got what it takes to be what you came here to be, Then leave. Stop dragging the rest of us down. Because ultimately, it's those people that are dragging us off the cliff by complying with all this smart grid and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And many of them took the injection. Many of them are dying off. So like I said, in many ways, they're doing us a favor. It's a form of soul purification, but it's each individual's choice. And all you can do, like all I've done with the radio shows and the walk and talks and the films, is try to inspire people to be better versions of themselves. That's all I've ever done. Try to offer people encouragement. Encourage them to ask the right questions. Because you can't tell anybody the truth. They won't believe you.
Yeah.
You know, you have to encourage them to ask the right questions so then they have that epiphany.
That's right.
Real truth must be realized. You can't tell them. And we all had that moment where we realized that. For me, it was like when I was 4 years old. For some people, it's when they're 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter, but they have that epiphany on their own and they go, oh, my God, I can see it now. That's what we've got to encourage in people. And those who don't get it, well, they don't get it. You know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. Well, what is the main, beside everything else, what is the main message for people in Croatia, but not only in Croatia, in the whole world, what from today they need to do to enslave themselves for the future?
As I said, be in integrity. Always operate within your moral compass. Be the best version of yourself that you can possibly be. Yeah, and put down all the trappings of this rubbish that they give you. You don't need any of the stuff they say you do need. What you need is to be in your heart. What you need is your family. You know, and we've got it. We've got this. If people can remember what they came here as viable, functional human beings, every one of us with the same value as anybody else. We may have different skills, we may have different perspectives and different perceptions, but ultimately all of our perceptions and perspectives are needed or we wouldn't be here. You know, and we are incredibly powerful. Everything that's ever happened on Earth, every incredible thing that's ever happened was created from a human hand. All the bad stuff was created from a human hand. All the good stuff and all the evil stuff, it all started from a spark of an idea in a single mind of a single individual, and that rippled out around the world. And we all have the potential to do that. And like I said, it's an opportunity. The veil has fallen down. This is the apocalypse, the lifting of the veil, the great revealing. We can now see the workings of the mechanism, and we can see where it's leading us. And we have a simple choice to say, no, we're going to go over this way now. We're going to do something incredible because we are capable of incredible things. So always operate in integrity. Always adhere to your moral compass. Listen to your intuition and respect and love the people around you, and you'll change the world. We could do it in a day. We could literally do this in a day if people would simply wake up to themselves. So that's the message. Always stand in integrity. Always believe in yourself. Never comply with anything which causes you to step outside your moral compass. If we did that, we don't even have to create a new system. We step into our moral compass and the system has to change around us. It won't have a choice. You know, so it's really so simple. It's so simple people can't see the forest for the trees. They think there has to be a battle or some great thing that's going to happen. All they have to do is step into their heart and we change the world.
Thank you, Max. This was really inspiring.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for having me on. And if I ever come back to Croatia, which I hope I will, we'll have to do it again.
Thank you. Evo, dragi narode, ja se nadam da vam je ovaj razgovor bio zanimljiv i inspirativan, malo je drugačije nego uobičajeno, pošto sam gosta imao tu studiju, pa smo prošli kroz sve teme koje možete vidjeti kroz sve moje emisije. Jasno vam je da svaka od ovih stvari je možda čudna za vas, međutim, imate priliku istražiti, provjeriti, pogledati kako kažu ljudi koji govore sa pozicije znanosti, kako sa pozicije duhovnosti, kako oni koji vjeruju da postoji nešto izvan ovoga ili ne vjeruju, kako mogu analizirati iste stvari. I pronađete gdje ste vi u tome i postavite, kao što kaže gospodin Igan, ključna pitanja. Ključna pitanja će vam dati odgovor, jer ako budemo samo slušali, nećemo dobiti odgovor, nego samo poruku, propagandu. Hvala lijepa na pažnji, uskoro se vidimo u sljedećoj epizodi Slobodnog.
Nitko vas neće natjerati da se poklonite zvijeri, učinit ćete to svoje volje, odbacujući vjeru. Bićete laka meta za zvijeri, jer se niste podredili vjeri. Ako se ne podredite vjeri, podredit ćete se zvijeri. Toliko ćete se suobličiti sa ovim svijetom, da nećete ni prepoznati da ste u zabludi. Biće to najveća demonska prevara ikada. I pravedno zaslužena osuda nad nepokajanim grešnicima.
Gdje su svi oni koji su nas liječili? Zakletvom iz mrtvih dizali. Svojom šutnjom ste nas izdali.
Svojom šutnom ste nas izdali.